Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pop the Shy Nanny?
Is this Shy Life Podcast with me, Shiny.
He's not that shy.
Hello, and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Well, this episode's a bit different. I'm trying to shake things up a bit. You've heard of that film, Snakes on the Plane? Or is it Snakes on the Train? I don't know. I've never even seen it. I know the title. Well, I thought I knew the title. Anyway, one of those. So anyway, this is Poems on a Bus. But it's not just poems. It's me talking to some of the regulars. Who knows who's going to turn up? Yes. Should we just run the theme music and I'll try and work out exactly what I am going to do this episode? Yeah. Okay. You didn't plan that very well, Paul. No, never mind.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh yeah, what do people listen to this rubbish? So there you go, here we are. Right,
thank you.
So here we are. Before we go on, episode bot, what number episode is this, please?
73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73 73.
Thank you very much. So Paul, what are we doing this episode? Well, I'm heading to meet Callum and Harry, hopefully. But on the way, I'm going by bus from Victoria to, well, St. Paul's. Remember St. Paul's? We've podcasted from there before. But, on the bus, I've set up one or two interviews. So along the way, talking with some guests, catching up with them.
Yeah,
well, I better go. I've got to get ahead. yes, Uncle John. I am going to be interviewing you, but you need to be a little bit further down the line.
Oh, yes, right. So I'll see you later.
Yes, see you later. So, yes, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to go and head for the bus after I've waited a minute or two for John to get ahead. And, yes, all of the Shy Life Podcast regulars are going to appear on the bus as we travel to St. Paul's. We're just going to have a little chat with each of them. So, yes. I'm probably going to read each of the people I speak to a poem, whether they like it or not. Then we might even get to speak to Callum and Harry at the end. So, yes. So there we go. Poems on a bus. Poems and chat on a bus. Anyway. I hope it all works out. I hope I don't get run down by a bus on the way. Let's get going, shall we? Okay, let's get going.
We'll be right back.
Well, listeners, as well as chatting to some of our guests on the bus today, I'll try and describe some of what I'm seeing as I pass. I'm just going along, well, I suppose it does count as Buckingham Palace, but it's not the big posh part that you see in photos. It's, I suppose, some of the other buildings that are attached to the gardens. But there's a lot of... The area I'm in is near Victoria Station, and there's been a lot of work in this area. Various different pubs and shops and buildings demolished, and they've been rebuilding. And it's actually kind of coming along finally. It's probably taken, I don't know, 2 years to get to this stage, but some of the buildings are actually, they may not be finished at the top of the building, but they're finished at the bottom of the building, and they've got shops at the bottom and then offices above. And there are lots of road works as well, because the work was sort of expanding out over the pavement. So the bit of the road I'm on now is almost totally back to being sort of open and being able to be used normally. But at times you got a bit of a bottleneck in that area. It's interesting to see some of the new shops that are opening up. But I don't know if you heard that. We're going past Westminster Cathedral, which is a very interesting building from the outside. I believe it's quite plain inside. I did stick my head through the door at one stage, but I don't think it looked interesting enough. Ooh.
To Liverpool Street.
Yes. The bus we're on is going to Liverpool Street. Now, we're not going to Liverpool Street, but we're going to be getting off. I got on a bus going in this direction before, which is the one that led me to that rather strange adventure we had when we met Deddy Grahams. But clearly I got a completely different bus, not this one. This one is going in the right direction. But in a way, this bus is a good example of a bus to get on if you were a tourist. Because, well, certainly where we are now, we're going down Victoria Street. Westminster City Hall, yes, thank you very much. The whole left side of this street is totally changed from when I first started working here. Again, because they demolished these buildings too and built new buildings. There's, I remember when there were record shops down this road and bookshops and mainly just restaurants now. They look busy enough, but I can't say I've ever had cause to visit them.
To Liverpool Street.
Yep, we're still going to Liverpool Street. Now, we're just pausing at the traffic lights, and in a minute, we're going to start hitting some real sort of tourist hotspots. Some of those places in London that you you hear a lot about. Well, you've heard of Scotland Yard. I think the police headquarters or whatever exactly it is I think it's in New Scotland Yard now. So don't ask me to explain it. I guess they've just newer buildings than when we get past this next bit, we come into the area where you see Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament and Westminster Abbey. And then you go up the road and you'll go past number 10, and that area is called Whitehall. And then after that you get to Trafalgar Square,
where the where Nelson's column is. And then you go onto the Strand, which you may also have heard of, and then towards St. Paul's Cathedral, which is where we're going to be getting off. But anyway, I need to speak to another guest, but he's not sitting next to me. I'm going to have to go and find him. He's at the end of the bus.
Yes, Westminster Abbey.
Westminster Abbey, yes. I'm just going to go and find Yeti Uncle John, and we'll speak to him here.
What are you doing down that end of the bus, Paul? Come on, I'm over here.
Hi, Jover. I did say,
you all right? You out of breath?
I did say I'd be sitting at the front of the bus here to Uncle John.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, dear. So, anyway, here we are on the bus.
Yes, this is the bus. How's your journey so far?
Ah, it's all right. Yes. I was just telling the listeners that we're passing lots of interesting locations, or at least locations in London that is kind of what the tourists come to see.
Oh yes, we're coming up to Parliament Square, isn't it? With the Houses of Parliament and Big Ben and Westminster Abbey, and around the corner Number 10 and Whitehall, and then up to Trafalgar Square, Nelson's Column. And then,
yes, I've told them all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, what are we talking about then?
Nothing special. Just, looking out the window and having a chat.
Oh, right, yes. You're going to read me a poem or something? Do you think the rest of the passengers on the bus are going to like that?
I don't know. There's not that many people on the bus, is there? But, any stories of your youth? Were you living in London when you were younger?
Oh, well, yeah, on and off, yes. I like to cultivate a mysterious past. Oh, I really do.
Do you now? Does that mean you're not going to tell us any debauched stories of your youth?
No, I'm not. But I'm going to infer that there were lots of debauched stories when actually there probably wasn't that much at all.
Oh, that's what you say. Do we believe you, though? That's the thing.
Well, it's up to you. I don't know.
Oh, here's the Uncle John.
You look tired. Are you tired?
I'm a bit tired. Yes, I'm a bit tired. And being on the bus makes me even more tired.
Oh, thank you.
No, I don't mean you're boring. I just mean it's quite warm on this bus. And, it's near the end of the day. And I could quite happily close my eyes and have a nap.
Well, don't let me stop you.
Well, that would be impolite, and I've got other guests to see as well.
Yes, you have, and aren't you going out with Callum and Harry later?
I am indeed. That's where we're travelling to. Well, at least travelling to St. Paul's, and then I have to cross the bridge.
Is this even the best way of getting there?
Yeah, kind of, because otherwise I'd have to take the underground, and then And then you have to change, and it's really busy and crowded. And well, actually, even to, well, depending on which way I went, to get to London Bridge Station, I'd have to get a bus to another station, and then, so it could be really crowded. Whereas coming this way, well, yeah, I mean, I have to walk down the road and get a bus, and then I have to walk, but it's still preferable. I think I see your plan. You don't have to explain it to me. You're trying to avoid the crowds. I am trying to avoid the crowds, yes. And as you can see, this bus is relatively empty compared to the tube train, which would be really full at this time of day. I mean, if this bus was really packed, I wouldn't be that happy about being on it either, but I do know that this route never seems to be horribly busy. Preferable, yes? Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, it's preferable to come this way. You know, if for some reason it gets really packed, then you could just jump off. There's nothing worse than being on an underground train and you're sort of stuck there, really. And if it's really crowded, it can be really claustrophobic, and you know, it just makes sense, really, to
Westminster Station.
If you get the choice to get the bus and stay above ground, and then you can press eject whenever you need to, if you need to. You've got it all figured out, haven't you? I do have it figured out, yes. Well, I have been working up here for a long time now. When did you start working up here? I started working up here in December 2000, although really not until January 2001. That sounds confusing. No, well, not really. It's just that back in the day, my college, the college where I work now, the course, like the year, used to start in January to December. And the lady who was the librarian then, the head librarian, you're yawning at me. Sorry. The head librarian thought it was a bit unwise to me to start my new job in January, just as all the new students arrived. So she said, why don't you come and work half the week? You know, so just before Christmas, like for 2 weeks before Christmas, I worked for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days a week at my old job, and then 2 or 3 days, whichever one it was, up in London. And I'd have to sort of wake up in the morning and think, which job am I going to today? And but it was a good idea, really. But now you're yawning at me.
Well, you know, it's catching. It's what's the word? Yeah. Anyway, so you've been in the same job since 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the only person still in the library who is the same. Everybody else has gone. People have come and gone. You know, there are actually quite a lot of people in the college, though, that that started either just after me or a little while before me. So,
really? Quite a long time to work in one place.
I know, it wasn't always the plan, but ultimately, I'm always thinking about my writing, so.
That's what. Oh dear, I'm sorry. Oh dear. Oh my goodness, what's wrong with this bus?
What's wrong with me? So, where was I? Yes. Yeah, let me think. I can think of. One, two. Oh, I don't know. I can think of 10 people, say, where I work. In a place where there's only about 30 or, I don't know, 40 people. Well, the staff, not including the students. Yeah, there must be about 10 people who've been here for between 10 and 20 years.
Well, must be a good place to work.
People always say that. I'm not sure it's a place to work. No, it's not a bad place to work, but it does go through stages, you know, depending on who you're working with. And I suppose, yeah, I'm not particularly looking for big challenges in my job, because
Well, you do stuff like that with your writing, don't you?
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't say I'm exactly living on a knife edge, but yeah, doing stuff like what I've done open mic or doing my shows or doing videos or... I mean, that doesn't always involve them being stressful situations, but they are things that I think about a lot.
Yeah, well, it's right. You don't have... You do what you want to do, don't you?
Yeah, well, I get paid. I mean, recently I could have gone for a promotion, but if it had been a few years ago, I might have gone for it, but my heart's not really in it at the moment. I'm just doing my job.
Well, you weren't very well, were you, a few years ago?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's part of it. But, you know, doing the podcast, doing my writing, it interests me more, and I do my job to get to make a living and get paid. And I know that I'm good at what I do because I've been doing it for such a long time. I think I'm better being like a deputy or being a sidekick to somebody else. I'm better at being Robin to somebody's Batman. Or when my old boss was still at the library, I used to quite revel in the job of being her number two and supporting her when she needed supporting, or sometimes standing up for her when she couldn't stand up for herself. I kind of like that role rather than being... I don't think I'm necessarily a leader, though. I might be a good second-in-command.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, yeah. I used to have a stamp club, and it was hell. It was hell being the leader of the stamp club. You know, all sorts of petty politics. Ridiculous. No, don't do it. Don't lead it. Don't lead. Don't be a leader. No, it takes a certain type of person. Oh, it's difficult. It's difficult.
We made Sutton Park, I guess. I kind of was the leader. I kind of was the one who was supposed to know what was going on. But I don't think I was ever... I think, again, because Sutton Park was always ad lib, it worked. It worked because it was casual and it was improvisation. And you literally, if you were going to be involved, you could literally come in and say what you liked. You could try and... derail the plot line if you wanted to, and everybody else had to react to it, or you could play along, and you know, it was up to you. There was no big deal. There was perhaps, rather than derail the train, maybe if you could steer it in a different direction. Yeah, you couldn't sort of like turn up and shoot all the main characters, but other than that, you pretty much improvise and do what you like.
Oh, I think you'd be a good boss. But being that sort of boss.
Maybe. It's a lovely evening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. People out there. Oh, I'm looking forward. I'm going to go and have a drink and catch up with one of my pals. So, I've got to get off soon. So, are you going to read this poem?
Ooh, sorry, yes. And our next guest is probably... waiting in the wings. I'm going to read you a poem called My Past is Catching Up with Me. It's from my roller coaster book.
Go ahead.
Okay. My past is catching up with me. My past is catching up with me. It's getting very near. It's stalking me down side streets and will swamp me soon, I fear. I pretend that I don't see it. I pretend it's not my own. But it's calling out my name now in a ragged, guttural moan. I feel its icy fingers, it watches as I rest, scribes memos for attention whilst my dreams it does infest. It whispers at my doorway, sings songs intent to lure. It claims it will not hurt me, but this does not reassure. I feel it losing patience, leaves graffiti on my wall.
I am you.
Wrote in crimson, bloody letters 10 foot tall. My past it follows swiftly. It's really up the pace. I hear its sullen footsteps, what soon I have to face. It's pleading with my conscience whilst in this maze I'm lost. Its hair is woven memories with fingernails of frost. I sit and drink my coffee, a diversion for my woes. My past skulks round the corner, in the darkness swiftly grows. I cannot bear to leave here. I know what I'll confront. A vision of my past life to end the sorry hunt. I buy another coffee. I choke it down real slow. My past is creeping closer, leaving footprints in the snow. I see its shape approaching. No more content to wait. but no one else can see it. I'm alone to face my fate. There is no love inside it. My envied past abhors, tracing patterns on the window. My frightened face it draws. Its frozen breath is ravenous, lips swollen at their goal. Its hunger is relentless, myself to swallow whole. The time has come to greet it. I stand to meet its hold. It's trapped me in this foxhole, this nemesis of old. My coffee, spilling, tepid, slows my beating heart, so not to draw attention as we silently depart. The past consumes me in its clutch, from tortures hiding here. It craves for my existence, overtaking me, I fear.
Oh, it's very good, yes. Oh, yes, very good. John, what's up? Oh, nothing. Oh, John, oh, dear, I can smell that. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
It's Uncle John, we're on a bus.
You'd be reading poems on a bus.
Yes, I know I have, but I haven't been belching publicly.
Oh, go on, do what you like. Should I won't make a smell or anything.
No, I hope you won't. Go on, get off this bus.
Oh, sorry. It's been very nice catching up.
Yes, it has been very nice. It's been very nice catching up. Oh, dear. Anyway,
bye, John. Yes, John's leaving. John's waving. He's heading downstairs. Yes, we're on the top deck of the bus. Did I say that? I can't remember. But yes, we're on the top deck of the bus. So, my next guest is not yet here. So, presumably, they're going to board around the top because the bus is about to stop. So, John will be getting off. I don't know if the new guest is getting on, but anyway, I've got a smooth orange juice here. I'm going to open it up because I'm a little bit parched. I don't think I can wait until I get to the pub. It's the trouble with working in a library and on an inquiry desk. You don't always get to drink as much as you should because you're distracted and busy. But yes, I have smooth orange juice from Concentrate, made with 100% fruit juice, sold at Sainsbury's supermarket. Yes, so it's a little carton with a straw that goes in the top. You have to be careful when you pierce through the hole that it doesn't leak out before the... it's fine, it's working fine. So I'm just going to take a little sip, so... Oh, that's good. You'll probably hear me slurping when I reach the bottom. The bottom of the carton, not the bottom of... Anyway. Oh, here comes our next guest. Hello. Bettina, hello. Come and sit down.
Oh, dear. Hello, darling. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you. Did you see Itty Uncle John getting off the bus?
I saw him, darling, but I didn't get to speak to him. I was getting on the front and he was getting off the back. Said the actress to the bishop. That's what she said. Oh, dear. So what's going on, darling?
Oh, well, you know, we're just travelling from Victoria to St Paul's on this number 11 bus. And I'm going to meet some friends. And, how are you doing? We've been up to much. How's Nathan?
Oh, darling, Nathan's lovely. Yes. Oh, yes. What have we been doing? We're planning a holiday, another holiday. Well, we had a weekend in York recently, but that was lovely.
Oh, I like York. For those of you who don't know, York is... a couple of hours away from London on the train. Callum and I used to have trips there. Well, actually, my first trip away with Callum was to watch horse racing in York. He used to go with his parents. This was back in the mid-90s. He used to go with his parents, and when I met him, I knew that he'd been, and I of said, oh, well, you know, I'd come along. So we went up together. And I think the first time I went horse racing in York, I had quite a big win of like £100 or something. I did one of those totalizers.
Oh, yes, darling, I know what you mean, yes. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, it's weird because you have to sort of choose a place in each race. And anyway, I got a prize. Bettina, was that you?
I'm sorry, darling. I had a pint earlier. I'm sorry. Oh, that's not very ladylike of me.
Bettina, well, it's a very gassy episode of the Charlotte podcast. Just before we got off, Yeti Uncle John let out a big belch as well.
Oh, darling. All the cool kids are doing it. Go on, you have a go.
No. No, I can't.
Oh, you got a drink there, darling?
I have. I've got orange juice. I shall have a little bit more if you don't mind.
No, go ahead, darling.
I wanted to ask you something, Bettina.
Ask away, darling, whatever you like.
Well, recently, you know when DJ Star Sage, you know when he sent out messaging?
Oh, the lovely DJ, yes.
I realised that he actually knows more about you than I do.
He does, darling?
Aldwych. Well, I didn't realise that you did acting, or you were involved, you know, in acting.
Oh, darling, yes. I sing as well.
Did I know that? I don't know. I don't really know what you do. I know you, well, I know what you do for our show, and I know you're, I guess I don't know that much about you, Bettina.
Well, you know, that happens with a lot of famous people. You know, I heard you speaking to lovely Jay the Horn Cub the other day, weren't you, saying that about Judy Dench, darling Judy, about how you only knew her from sitcoms.
Yes, I did say that, yes. Yeah, I suppose it's weird. When you're young, you just know these people from what they're doing now. You don't necessarily consider what they've done before. And
yes, well, you know, I've been around quite a long time, darling. I've done writing as well. I've done a bit of everything. I really have, yes.
Well, we're going to have a proper chat one day about everything.
Oh, goodness, that would be lovely, yes.
So you and Nathan are good?
Yes, darling, yes. And we're planning a trip to, we haven't quite decided yet, maybe Lille. We are thinking of going to Lille, but we're not quite sure when. But we have to arrange you coming over to the house, and you must meet him. You must meet lovely Nathan.
I'd love to, yes, definitely. And, dare I mention Aunt Tappy?
Oh, darling, I feel bad, I feel bad. I've just been so busy, but we're no further yet to organising anything, but I will, I promise, I really do.
Well, I don't want to force you into anything you don't want to do. If you're, you know, if you're having second thoughts.
Oh, darling, it's not so much me. I get the feeling that she is uncertain about relighting the flame of our friendship.
Blimey, that sounds dramatic.
Yes, I know. Well, we'll see. Now, listen, we're nearly up to the Strand and I'm supposed to be getting off soon, aren't I? You have another guest to speak to. How many guests do you have?
I think I have four, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the fourth guest is going to be much of a conversationalist.
Oh, I think I wonder if I know who that might be. So, are you going to read me a poem?
Absolutely, yes. How long have I got? Oh, yes. Okay. Go on. Don't worry about the time, darling. Okay. This is called The Daffodils.
What are you doing, love? What are you doing?
I'm just reading a poem. I'm recording.
What are you recording, love?
I'm recording a podcast.
What's it called, love?
It's called the Shy Life Podcast.
Oh, and who's she? And who are you?
I'm Shy Yeti.
He's very, very good.
And who are you then?
Darling, I'm Bettina Dupre. Now kindly fuck off and let us get on with this.
Ooh, you're feisty, aren't you?
Now kindly piss off and let us get on with it, eh?
Ooh, she's terribly rude.
Yeah.
Oh no, I like that. I like it when people tell me off.
Blimey.
Haha. Well, go on, get on with your poem, darling.
This is called The Daffodils. It's from Roller Coaster. We are the daffodils in HQ bulbs below. We're plotting our invasion force from under melting snow. Our arrival is not expected for a month or two or more. In flourishes of yellow, a sign of Easter thaw, we learnt our skills from mushrooms, but their attempts all failed. Might get away with murder, us daffs cannot be jailed. We are the daffodils. This year we'll see things change. This year we'll get our own back. There is much still to arrange. So watch out for your children. Yes, watch out where they skip. No one will snap our roots off, our stems no one will snip. We've perfected our taekwondo. Now we're really ace at kicks. There is no end to our cunning, there is no shortage of tricks. We are the daffodils. Our growth is slow but sure. Our foliage is sprouting. Our buds are tight and pure. We listen to your voices. We hear your idle chatter. We're living in your gardens. Your lives we soon will shatter. You can buy us in the markets, in rain or shine or gale. Our sublime and scented glory. Our spores you'll soon inhale. We are the daffodils. You soon shall see us stirring. Beneath your feet we're mobilised, rebellion soon occurring. Raised up like valiant soldiers, we soon shall take the plunge. Leap up now from our slumbers, at your jugulars we'll lunge. Like little florid vampires, we'll sink our stamens in, and vanquish our oppressors. Our invasion will begin.
Good grief, darling. Oh, goodness, I never look at daffodils quite in the same way. Oh, darling, I'm going to have to get off now, aren't I?
Well, stay if you want, but, yeah, we do have another guest getting on.
Oh, darling, it's been such fun. We must do this again, and we must talk more, and you must come over and everything. But I'll be going then. I need to book some tickets. I need to pop into one of these theatres and book some tickets, and I'm not really sure. I've forgotten the name of the play that we want to see. I'm going to have to give Nathan a call. Anyway. Goodbye, listeners. This is me, Bettina Dupre. 1 million kisses, 1 million kisses.
Thank you, Bettina. It's been lovely catching up, and, have a good rest of the day.
Okay, darling. I'm getting off now.
Oh, bye. Yes. Oh, there she goes. 11, hurrying two, down the stairs. She looks brilliant today. She looks, like, really stylish. But then, you know, Bettina never looks anything other than stylish. But, you know, she looks really springy. That's weird. No, I didn't mean to say springy. But, you know, sort of pastel colours, yellows, and lovely. She's a real star icon, really. Wish you could see her. There she goes. She's on the pavement now. That sounds like no. She just got off the bus and she's on the pavement. Bye. I'm just waving. Oh, she's funny. No, here comes... I wasn't sure if our next guest was on the pavement or was getting on the next stop, but it looks like he has got on. Here he comes now. Hello. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, hello. How are you? Hello, it's me, Charlie Girl.
Yes, I know that, Charlie.
I can't stop long. I have to get off at a different stop.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there'll be time for your poems.
No, that's fine. I don't think there will be time for a poem this time. It's fine.
Why are you doing this anyway?
Is some pies? Somebody going to give you some pies?
No, Charlie, no pies involved. I've got some orange juice, if you want some orange juice.
No, I don't really like orange juice much. It's not very pie flavoured.
No, it's not. I'm just going to take a sip. Oops, sorry.
It's nice day out there for pies.
Is it? Are you going to have a pie?
Yes, I might be having a pie later on. And, it's nice.
I can't blame you for that. If I could have a pie every day, I'd eat a pie every day.
You don't eat a pie every day?
No, I don't eat a pie every day. It's not good for me to eat a pie every day, but I would do. In fact, I'd eat two.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've never heard you talk like this. What, two pies? That's not actually very much.
It's maybe not much for a bear, but it's a lot for a yeti.
No.
I need to cut down on things like that.
Nonsense. No. So anyway, well, two pies is better than none. So what two pies would you eat?
Well, I'd probably have a savoury pie to start with. Maybe with some vegetables.
Yes, vegetables can be nice. What flavour pie?
Steak and mushroom, maybe? Steak and kidney, even.
Oh, now you're talking. Yes.
But I like a sweet pie as well.
Of course. Yes. What sort?
I like a cherry pie.
Oh, yes, a damn fine cherry pie. That's what they said on that programme.
Yes, Twin Peaks. Yeah, that'll be back soon. Been a long wait between seasons. I thought it was a long time waiting between the seasons for Doctor Who, but this has been 25 years.
I do not understand what you're talking about.
I know, maybe. Well, anyway. So cherry pie, apple and blackberry, maybe. When I was in America, when I was in LA, I went to a place called House of Pie. Those were all sweet pies.
Oh, yes, of course.
And you could have them with ice cream. And I know you don't want to discuss poems. We won't discuss poems, but...
Well, you can mention them. What is your point?
Well, I was reading Bettina, a poem from a book called Rollercoaster, and the book before that was called Junk Food, and on the front cover of that, there was a pie that I took on that very occasion in LA when I went to House of Pie.
Well, I suppose that's quite interesting. You must show me that picture.
Of course. You just like all pies, pretty much.
Yes, the only pies I don't like are ones that are kind of empty pies.
Empty pies?
You would just like pie crust and nothing inside? Well, that just sounds awful. Yes, well, sometimes it happens.
Well, I'm sure. That's mainly because somebody's crawled in and eaten the insides out, I suppose.
This is possible, yes.
Well, I know you have to get off the bus in a minute, but... I do have a little present for you.
Oh, yes.
I have this. Here we go. Sorry, there we go. There we go. What do you say to that?
What is it?
Open it up.
Okay. I like the wrapping paper, it's very nice. That's a good place, a good shop. Oh my goodness, it's a pie.
Yeah, bought you a pie.
Oh. Thank you. That's so kind of you. What's flavour?
Well, it's savoury, but I won't say any more. You have to eat it.
No?
Why don't you take it and eat it off the bus? We've really had two belches during this bus ride.
You've been belching?
Well, I haven't been belching.
I can do belching for you.
Oh, no, I can't. No, Charlie, please, no. Charlie! Oh, goodness! So who's been belching? Well, you have now. Oh, for goodness, that wasn't a very good one. No, I know. Little young John let out a belch, and even Bettina Dupre let out one. Oh, she's no lady. Well, take your pie, and please get off this bus. I don't mean to sound rude. Okay, yes, well, thank you very much for my present. Yes, you're not so bad after all. Thanks, Charlie. Okay, my pie and I are going now. Goodbye. Goodbye, Charlie. Bye-bye. Come on, pie, let's go. Oh, my lovely pies. oh, dear. What is it with people and bodily gas? Anyway, I'm going to have some more orange juice. And the last of our guests should be arriving. Hopefully I'll get a chance to read a poem. I've nearly finished this now.
Hello?
What?
Hello, it's me, Comedy. I'm hiding under the seat.
What are you doing hiding under the seat?
I heard that you were interviewing people on the bus.
How did you know that?
Well, you know, I feel bad. You know when we were enemies?
Yes.
Well, I had put a bug in the bag that you carry to work. And now we are friends. I still have the bug on your bag. And so I heard you discussing the episode and that you were going to be recording. And I thought you might want to speak to me, but you did not know how to contact me. I presumed you'd be too busy doing things, so I hadn't thought you'd want to be involved. I know you're a serious scientific person these days.
Well, you know, I mean, only slightly.
I don't know that I've got time to interview you, because, we have another guest getting on.
No, okay, well, I have to get off anyway, because I have to follow a lead. I think I'm very close to a breakthrough. A breakthrough.
Good.
Would you like to read me a poem?
I don't know that I've got one short enough. If you've got to get off. I've got a very quick one.
Go on, read me a poem.
This is called Basically. It's one I used to put at the front of my book, like just a very short one.
Oh, basically, okay.
Basically, trees, a bit of wood, a trunk, some leaves. Basically, that's trees, car, elastic, plastic, goes far. Basically, that's car, bird, wings, feet, a beak, or so I've heard. Basically, that's bird. Poetry. Written down, made by me.
What a blooming waste of tree.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, that's just a silly little piece. I think I wrote that when I was at school. It really is a very silly piece. I can tell you a bit about it if you want.
Oh, yes, please go on.
Basically, it was written in March 1992. It's an example of how many of my poems should not be taken too seriously. And, I even tried to enter it in a text message poetry competition, although I had to cut it down so much that, well, it didn't really work. But it is a very silly little piece.
Well, I liked it, but I'm going to have to get off now. I can see your next guest is approaching. And we're not that far from St. Paul's.
Yes, good point, Comedy. We're going to have to get off quite soon. Thank you. Well, here comes my next guest and my last guest of the evening. It's Damias Twinklehorn. Damias, take a seat.
Hello, Paul. It's good to see you. How have things gone?
All good, yes. Okay, goodbye now. Goodbye. Yeah, goodbye, Cromarty.
Who is that? Oh, it's Cromarty. Huh? What's he doing here? Was he one of your guests?
He was, well, he wasn't a planned guest. Goodbye. He's going. He wasn't one of my planned guests. But, he apparently had been listening in and I didn't realise I'm going to have to go through this bag.
I don't understand.
Well, apparently when he was working against us, he put a bug on this bag and, anyway. Anyway, I don't want to say anything because he can probably hear still. I'm going to have to go through the bag and take the bug off if I can find it. But anyway, no need to speak about that. So yes, our trip has gone well. We spoke to Yeti Uncle John, we spoke to Bettina, we even spoke to Charlie Gurr.
Oh, that's good. Well, I know that we haven't got much time.
Yes, no, we haven't. No, we're nearly at St. Paul's. And I don't know if you're going to get off when I get off.
I'm not, Paul. I'm going to stay on the bus.
Oh, OK.
I'm going to Liverpool Street, and then I'm going to get a train to Cambridge.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be involved in an open mic night in Cambridge, where I'm going to be playing the microphone stand.
Really? Golly. Well, sounds like a job that you'll be well suited for, but oh well, I'm glad we're on the right bus for you to go to Liverpool Street. I'm getting off a while, as you know, it's important, but
well, I want you to read me a poem before you get off.
Okay. I'm reading from a book called Roller Coaster, which I published in 2002. Do you mind if I just finish my orange juice before we continue?
Oh, of course not, no.
You don't feel like burping, do you, Damius?
I don't feel like... I don't think so.
I'm glad to hear it. There's been quite a lot of burping going on this episode. Big Fatty would be so proud.
With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Hi.
It's me.
Hi.
Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi, Sharp Paul.
Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Actually, I wanted to speak to you, Big Fatty, this time.
Oh,
because
okay.
I was listening to a podcast from the
yeah.
UK.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to be doing, like, a version of Shark Week.
Oh.
But it was a little bit different. It was a little bit, well, more sort of British, let's say.
Oh, British. Yeah. British
Shark.
Hello. This week on Burp Week, we have a story, to tell about a time that we made a terrible mistake, an awful faux pas, and we let out a tiny, tiny belch. Oh, goodness. We was mortified, we was. And anyway, there we were, eating a cucumber sandwich and drinking our tea, and we had a little bit of the sandwich, and we chewed it 500 times with each mouthful, just to be careful. But because the tea was being drunk at the same time, I think, I hate to say it, it caused me to give a tiny burp. A burp so loud that a mouse ran out of its hole and fell down dead of shock. Yes. And then, do you know what I did? After the little burp, I was so surprised Then I went and shat myself.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Butt week in the UK.
Butt week, okay.
It's a little bit different to shark week.
Not much.
But not so different.
No, not different at all.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, Paul, that Paul Chandler, over at the Shy Life little show. Big Fatty, you, that's anything but you. Shy Life, that's, no, you're welcome, Wagon Life. But, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, Big Fatty, and he didn't even call. Well, he did say hello to me, but Paul, thank you so much. And obviously, Big Fatty's going to have to look into international trademark violations. Big Fatty, stick it to the queen, to stick it to the man or the queen or whoever the hell it is, you know. But you know the Brits, they're so polite. They'd probably, oh, thank you very much for sticking it to me, Big Fatty.
Both Yeti Uncle John, Bettina, and even Charlie attempted it.
Why exactly?
I'm not sure. 11, it just happened. Liverpool I did quite a bit of yawning at one point.
Well done. You need to keep lubricated.
Yes, I do. Sorry, listeners. Very rude of me. I have... Now, what was I saying? Yes, so there's been lots of burping going on. I have no idea why.
I don't like it much.
No. I'm going to read you this poem. It's called Otherwise Engaged. I hope I haven't read it before, or if I have... I hope you don't mind hearing it again.
Well, I don't mind. I don't think the listeners will mind.
Okay. It's called, yes, I'll say, Otherwise Engaged. I called you up this evening, but I did not get reply. Were you kidnapped by an alien or shot down by a spy? Did you struggle with your conscience? Did you meet a sorry fate? You're a bullshitter for Britain, so you've got no time to date. You had planned some time to ring me, to stand me up, not your intent. But Santa caused a car crash and your wing mirror got bent. Did you climb the highest mountain? Did you swim a shark-filled sea? Did you send a seance message just to get a note to me? Did you battle all the baddies? Did you punch some evil foe? Just to show me that you liked me? No, you didn't. That I know. Were you caught by a distraction? Was I even in your mind? Oh, you never meant to hurt me, just the way you are, I find. Bet you've got an explanation, full moon causing you to fret. You always were dead hairy, have I guessed the reason yet? Well, I hope you had a good one. Hope 'twas really worth the wait. Perhaps we can reschedule, should I put it down to fate? Did you see a famous lady, maybe charm her from afar? Did you make out you were single? I've arranged it. Now you are.
Oh, I like it.
This bus is really stuffy. I've got a bit... I've got a bit nasal.
Oh, I know what you mean. You need to get off, Paul. Look, I can see St. Paul's is coming.
Yes. St. Paul's Cathedral. Yes, I can see up ahead. Gonna have to exit the bus.
Go on. It's been lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too, Damius. So, yes, we'll catch up again soon, yes?
Oh, yes.
Right, listeners, come on, let's go. We have to go now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry now.
Damius! Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry. It must be this bus.
It must be. Well, come on, let's get off here.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
St. Paul's Cathedral. A light air from the Millennium Bridge, Tate Modern, and Globe Theatre. Well, there we go. We're at St. Paul's Cathedral again. One of our favourite haunts. Well, one of our familiar haunts, anyway. And, yes. It's a nice sunny evening. And I've got to walk across the bridge to meet up with Callum and Harry. But you can let me do that without having to hear me speak, because it never works very well when I'm walking and talking. But, yes. Let me walk over the bridge and I shall be back with you. Oh, I should thank my guests on the bus. Thank you for talking, everybody. That was it was nice to see everybody. My little experiment worked. Okay, more in a minute. We're in Gourmet Burger Kitchen. I'm here with Harry. Say hello, Harry.
Hello, Harry.
I could see that one coming a mile. How are you doing?
Doing what, sorry? No,
how are you?
I'm fine, yes.
Did you have a holiday recently?
I did.
You did?
In Gran Canaria, and it was lovely.
Yes. Weather was, you recommend it, because I've never been to Gran Canaria.
Yes, it's very nice. The weather was quite bad for us. It was around about 20 degrees. Generally mooching around on the beach and by the pool. It's a very relaxing sort of breakaway.
Do you get to travel around the island? Is there good transport or not? Or do you stay where in the resort?
No, you kind of tend to stay where you are. There are other sort of Canary Islands, but they would be too far to go by.
But the actual island itself?
Yes, certainly you can travel around it by boats and
How big is it? Is it not?
It's difficult to sort of say, but it would probably...
That's over there, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Other way around. That's his. That's yours. But do you stay in...
Is it possible just to have a craft to suck?
Yes, you can suck.
Thank you.
Goodness, your face has gone red.
That's absolutely glorious.
It's tasty.
It was nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Well, there's little bits in it though.
Oh, well.
Actually, that's quite nice.
Good. But it's with Gran Canaria.
Probably, it's difficult to sort of say.
But did you
the
literally?
Size of it, I would say probably the size of probably two lots of Greater London's, maybe.
So, but do you travel around that island?
Yeah. Yeah. By bus or by boat.
Yeah,
and there's lots of different resorts around the coast. They're all very picturesque in their own way.
Haven't you been there a number of times?
I have been, yes. Yeah, it's just a very relaxing... I mean, it's not a holiday that you go to for history or culture or anything like that. It's a place of relaxation.
I'm growing to like that sort of holiday, possibly. Well, let's just say I went to Kent for a week and didn't go very far.
But Kent is just like Gran Canaria.
No, but what I mean is that most of my holidays involve me running around.
It does. Some holidays can just be about pure relaxation. I also like the holidays where you can explore and you can dip into culture and you can go back and into the history of the place and so on. Gran Canaria is not the place for all that, or indeed where you were in Kent. Not the same place for that. So I like both types of holidays. I like the relaxing holiday, but I also like the exploring holiday.
I mean, and what's the food? What's a typical meal, or your favourite meal you'd eat in Gran Canaria?
Well, I mean, they do all sorts of cuisines. It's quite British in that respect, that they will, you know, you can go to the centres there and they have Chinese by an Indian by South American, you know, Indian, all sorts of different types of food. I wouldn't say that there's any particular one. Maybe the Chinese over there is quite good, Chinese food.
So there's nothing special that you have there that you particularly always have on that?
They do have a delicacy over there, which seems to consist in potatoes which haven't been cooked terribly well, glazed with some sort of horrific orange frothy sauce, which they call a delicacy. They call it potatoes canary ants or something like that. Potatoes in a horrific canary ant sauce, and that is considered to be a delicacy.
Sounds like it might have been made from a canary ant.
It's really horrible. I personally, I don't like it. It really depends. I mean, if the potatoes are baked quite well, but then they get quite boring, and then you just sort of are constantly wondering what the hell is in that sauce.
Is it tart?
Sorry, who?
Is it tart, the sauce?
Oh, yes.
Or salty?
I would say it was quite salty, really. Sort of frothy and salty.
Lovely.
A little bit like that thing that you just gave me earlier.
Yeah. Well, probably more expensive as well.
Yeah. Those bits. They're nice. They're sort of a little bit crunchy also.
Well, you'll have to take me with you one day. I've not been to Gran Canaria.
We'd have a great time. We can do that for our 40th reunion.
Yeah. We're about to preparing our 30th anniversary, aren't we?
Yes.
We've been discussing it today. I know where we're going. We might keep it as a secret. We went to Dublin for our 20th anniversary.
Yes.
Does it feel like 10 years since we went to Dublin for our 20th anniversary?
No, but we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
It's just... Yes, we're fine.
I don't mean like we don't constantly. Well,
didn't we though? It's really weird that you got on. I don't know if you're perhaps the easiest sort of person to sort of travel with.
Possibly.
You know what I mean though?
Possibly.
Do you ever get any complaints?
I'm pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
I don't have much expectations. The same with holidays. Well, I'm used to amusing myself.
Yes, we know.
Anyway, what burger have you ordered?
I've ordered a blue cheeseburger, but with extra pineapple and bacon.
And canary ass sauce.
And canary ass sauce. All dripping over it.
I hope you enjoy it.
With a good suck of your shirt.
You won't, there's none left? Oh, well, thank you for updating us on your movements.
Thank you.
Oh, and what did you think of Doctor Who?
It wasn't too bad. It was all right.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Like the canary ass sauce.
Yes. So good.
Thank you. So there we go, a little bit of chatter with Harry and yes, Callum was there, but yeah, I don't know if you heard him, I can't remember now. Usually when I talk to Harry, he says really ridiculous things, but I was quite surprised he actually answered my questions as reasonably normally. I hope it wasn't too noisy. Anyway, I'm going to finish with a little poem, which is also from Roller Coaster. I probably should have read this around the time of Valentine's, but never mind. It's called Marshmallow Heart. And I wrote two or three of these over the years. I sent them to Joe and Julie, my two girlfriends who I always send Valentine's cards to. And we have for years now, we've sent Valentine's cards. So I can usually guarantee I'm going to get at least two Valentine's cards each year, thanks to Joe and Julie, and hopefully they can say the same of me. I don't think I've forgotten a year. So here we go. Marshmallow Heart.
Lonely guy, on lookout for Valentine's soulmate. Could you be the one?
This comes straight to you from my marshmallow heart. I'm auditioning a Valentine. Won't you please take the part? If you think you'd be willing, I would like just to say, if you've nothing else on, fancy sharing today? I am naughtily humoured. We are sure to grow fonder. I presume you've detected my double entendre. Or my friends who are couples, brainwashed zombies, I'm sure. Have they really forgotten what their friends were once for? We will smile wide, keep flirting like the couples all do, and pretend we're besotted, holding hands in the queue. We can give them a taste of their own soppy stuff, cooing, miss you already. Do we annoy you yet? Tough. True, we're both into guys, so I thought would be nice if we pooled all our interests for some Valentine's spice. Let our hair down, sing show tunes, swing from curtains, and then get drunk and play kiss chase with other girls' men. We shall dance the Lambada, go out night and day, flaunt every asset. Should we do it? Okay. Yes, this comes straight to you, perfect Valentine's heart. You're the creme de la creme. It was you from the start. Let's get out of this rut, gal. Pick ourselves from the dirt. Come on, let's get out there. Come on, sister. Flirt. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Shy Life podcast. It was nice to catch up with all of our regulars in a different surroundings and to hear them chatting on the bus. Everyone seemed to enjoy themselves. Yes, I hope you listeners enjoyed yourself, because that's the main thing. Next episode will be, well, I'm not sure. You know what things are like here. I've got lots of episodes already in the can, and then occasionally I record some new ones, and then sometimes I record newer ones, and then I sort of shuffle them in line. It really depends, let's see. But whatever happens, I can guarantee I'll present you with something worth listening to. Well, at least I hope I will. Okay, well, take care. Join us again soon. Goodbye for now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the regulars for joining me on the bus. Thank you for everybody who's been in this episode.
Does that mean me?
Yes, you too. Of course it means you.
I thought the episode finished.
It kind of has.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Bet you've got an explanation. Bet you've got an explanation. Oh, I can't speak. Bet you've got an explanation. Bet you've got an explanation. Oh, I can't speak. Bet you've got an explanation. I'm too tired. Oh, keep going, Paul. You're doing fine. I'm not sure I am. Bet you've got an explanation. Oh, I feel like a horse. You can't have a horse. No, I feel like a horse who's trying to jump. He's trying to go for a jump and can't quite manage it and keeps going back to try it again. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Bet you've got an explanation, full moon, causing you to fret. You always were dead hairy. Have I guessed the reason yet? Well, I hope you had a good one. Hoped was really worth the wait. Perhaps we can reschedule. Should I put it down to fate? Oh dear, what is it with people in bodily gas?
Thank you.